brewing is as much about the process as it is about the product. At its most satisfying, brewing creates a culture and a community that goes beyond beer geekdom to make deeper connections. It's about learning, sharing, and creating. It's a touchstone that can make people who've never met instantly friends. Beer with Strangers starts now.
Welcome to episode 95 of Beer with Strangers. I'm your host, Tony Russo, and I'm joined this week, as I'm joined some weeks, by a professional pinch hitter, Sean Hager.
Hey guys, how's it going?
All sorts of fun this week. We're going to start with a big announcement. This isn't really breaking news because they've announced it other places, but it's breaking news in that I'm announcing it. But we are going to have a beer festival. We really, really, really hope to have a beer festival on June 18th in the Salisbury downtown.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, where Headquarters Live
yep.
is. So out in front of Headquarters Live, there's a bridge that goes, there's Headquarters Live, the library is across the street, and Division Street runs through there. Mm-hmm. It goes up over a bridge. We'll be in the two parks on either side of the bridge, and there'll be food trucks on the bridge itself.
You're hoping for Roosevelt's.
And yeah, I believe they're on the list. Yes. I think it's going to be them and the working. So we wanted to just have we forgot about the barbecue guy. So I believe we're going to have him if he wants to come. I think he's going to get an invitation. At
least. Yeah,
he's busy.
I think he's busy opening up his new store in Salisbury
at Hoppers. But Hoppers is one of the sponsors as well.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, and so some of this is not written in stone. The thing is, we don't go for our liquor license until May 17th.
Oh, geez.
But we've been working very closely with the Wicomico Liquor Board, and they've been very happy and very helpful. So I don't think there's any question that it's going to go through. And so some of the surprise things there are, if you get we're going to have VIP tickets. Oh. So VIP will get you in an hour early, but also, more important, it'll get you a commemorative pint glass. Or I'm kind of shooting for a snifter.
Snifters are good. Yeah,
glass. I thought if we could get a plastic snifter with the Shore Craft beer.
Yeah, I don't know if they. I mean, I guess they make stemware, and it's not much different than that. So
I don't know how much more expensive it is, and I'm not in charge of that. But that's the pitch we made.
Well, I know a lot of times, you know, they give you those 5 ounce samplers or whatever, 2 ounce samplers, and I am up to my eyeballs in them at the apartment. So I got shot glasses for days. I guess.
And you're about to get another one. One of the unfortunate things is that they're changing the liquor law to allow more than 4 ounce pour to allow 4 ounce pours.
Okay.
On July 1st.
No.
So we will be relegated to the good beer fest style 3 ounce pours.
I'm okay with the 3 ounce pours. I mean, I actually like that at a beer fest because, like many people who have been to beer fest, the first one you're like, I can do pints of everything, and
and you run out of gas. And it's good for us. I mean, just financially, we don't go through as much beer, especially one of the things that was really a little tough for us at Secrets is that, you know, the breweries were pouring generously, but that also means that if someone doesn't like it, they pour it out just generously.
Exactly.
So it's tough to see, you know, 8 ounces of beer go where 3 ounces of beer could go.
Exactly. I mean, when we do them at the Good Beer Festival, you know, I'll get some people who will stand right there and be like, can you pour me a pint? No, I can't. Can I stand here and just keep getting refills? Well, yeah, I guess you can. It's hard for us though, because you know, where we, our beer is not taxed, so we don't sell it.
Right.
So everything that we give away at the events, you know, when we watch one get poured out, it's like, ouch.
That was a nickel.
You know, hey, in the long run, I'd rather somebody dump a beer they don't like
than drink it and say they don't like craft beer.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, absolutely. And in general, I mean, I've gone to more than a few different places at the beer fests and been like, nope.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's what it's there for. So I don't mind.
And one of the things that's different about the one that we do at Shore Craft Beer is we try to just have local breweries.
Mm-hmm.
So we're never going to be running a beer festival with, you know, 700 breweries.
Oh, no, no,
Ocean,
no.
Ocean City wants to eventually do a huge one, and they want us to help them coordinate it. But I like we're going to have, I think, 12 or 15 breweries here. At this one. And so it's 30 beers, it's 30 tastings, it's whatever. It's maybe 45 tastings if people bring three.
Yeah.
And it'll be a good
bid. And I mean, are you going to be able to buy pints?
You are not going to be able to buy pints. Same thing as same thing the next time we're going to do it. There hasn't been a downtown beer festival ever. They've been like, they have like carries come down and sell pints, but there's never been one of these.
They had one at the old fire department at headquarters.
Right, but then not out. This is going to be all out in the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this one was at headquarters or right. what was the fire department. And Evo had did it. That was the one I drank too much at.
Yeah, no. And those were great, but this is going to be out in the street. And we're making it. We're not just making it family friendly. We're like encouraging, like, children are going to design the T-shirts.
Oh, cool.
The library is going to have sidewalk chalk, and they're going to do a chalk mural on the side of the library.
Oh, that's
–
yeah, that's – see, that's really, really cool, though.
Entertainment for the kids, like jugglers and that girl who does the thing
Colin
on
Carlos.
The board. Yeah, probably
Carlos. our local fire juggler.
Yeah, so – and it's part – I'm fortunate in that it comes out. My book will be out. My book is out on Tuesday.
The Delaware one.
Monday, Delaware Beer. And one of the things that I've been pushing in promoting that book is this idea of the beer garden as like a place for families that also had beer. You know, it's not a place for frat boys to get totally loaded.
Oh, no. I actually love – I went on a cruise a while back, and there was a beer garden on the boat. And it's just that. It's a relaxed atmosphere. It's not a – it's not like, woo, let's get tanked.
Yeah, no, just people hanging out and having a good time.
And I feel that way at Hoppers, too.
Hoppers is lovely.
It's
even though it's by the college, it's still – I've never had any kind of
– everybody seems to be cool and chill. Cool. The food's really good.
Yeah, so – and we were saying I said earlier Hoppers is gonna be one of the sponsors. And one of the things we're toying with is that you might be able to get dollar fills of your glass at Hoppers –
I see. So you take your ticket and you can get a pint or two.
Well, no, the you take your because everybody's going to get the 3 ounce taster, the 4 ounce taster with 3 ounces in it or whatever.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to. We're hoping that you could take that to Hoppers and say, fill her up.
That would be so cool.
And so, well, Hoppers is sponsoring the stage, and they're also buying the glasses, so the glasses are going to say Hoppers on them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we thought it would be a good cross promotion. We think we could 1,200 people. We turned people away at the last one.
That was the one that was in Ocean City that we did the we did the two beers for.
And spoilers, not really, but that is on again for sure. It's probably going to be a little bit farther uptown. It's probably going to be on the boardwalk.
Oh. Huh.
We're talking to one of the uptown, one of the up downtown, like 17th
Street, yeah, right.
16th Street.
I got you.
One of the hotels there about doing it in their parking lot, right on the boardwalk.
Ooh, that would be fun.
And we're hoping that you guys will do the beer. We didn't get we either didn't or couldn't. You guys can come, but you can't make beer at this one.
That's fine.
But yeah, Sean's like, well, I'll take that second.
No, I didn't have to make it last time, but last year it was hey, Sean, I need you to come up with a recipe for fall beer. Oh, okay, cool. I need it in 2 days. What? So luckily it came out, and it's actually been a really good seller, so lucky that's me great on that one.
Well, we're going to do something similar to that again. Mm-hmm. And actually, on this week's State of the Beer, I don't know if you know that I do another beer podcast.
Yep.
So I haven't been able to get an interview for a while, but on this week's State of the Beer, we're going to talk to Danny Robinson, who owns Backshore. Mm-hmm. And who I believe is still looking for a brewer. Have you heard different?
No, I haven't. I was actually asking someone about that yesterday because I don't remember his name.
Danny Robinson.
No, Adam. That's right. I thought it was Adam.
Adam went to Burley. Aaron went to Dogfish. And I guess John – did John resign at Dogfish or is he still there?
No, he's still there.
Oh, that was –
he's still there. Justin from Burley Oak is now working for a distributor in
Justin left.
Yeah, Burley Oak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So
give me 1 second.
That's crazy. Yes. So we're missing Doug. We're also missing Donna. She doesn't work on this day anymore. So as a result, sometimes you're gonna have to just deal with me. The point is we'll be speaking with Danny Robinson, and he has kind of a plan for another OC Toberfest beer. Last year we did two beers for the Oktoberfest festival that we had in the downtown Sunset Park. And Sean, as he was saying, came up with the two recipes. And what we're hoping to do this year is maybe have, you know, some of the – we're going to see if we can get a couple of the breweries to make the same beer for a release at this event. And one of the things that Ocean City is hoping is actually that starting in early October, it'll be out and it'll be at all the restaurants. So we're working with the Restaurant Association to see about getting a beer that'll be, you know, the OC Toberfest beer. And then like whichever breweries participate will be on tap at the different, restaurants, which is something that'll be fun. And if that doesn't, and we're hoping that we'll have that all together by the end of October. This is October 29th. Mark your calendars. Also mark your calendars. And I'll show you guys later because it's not something I can really demonstrate very well here, but we have the Shorecraft Beer app is available.
It's in beta testing.
It's available. So the powers that be don't agree that it's in beta testing, but
oh, I got you.
What we're doing is we're coming up with a list of fixes, and it's not buggy. Mm-hmm. It's just inadequate in some. There are some things where it's inadequate.
It needs to be built up some more.
I would like it. The only thing that it's missing is if you don't sign in with your Facebook, if you use your email to sign in. Mm-hmm. You can't post to Facebook.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, but I would like it if I could because my Facebook doesn't talk to my phone. It's a long.
Oh, answer. I got you.
So I can't use it, and there are more people like me. And the other thing that we would like to see is we would like to see it so that you can choose to share it on the Shorecraft Beer Facebook page as well as on your own, or at least for it to tag us.
Oh, okay.
So that we know who's using it and who's not until. Because right now it'll just send us an email that says, hey, you know, Sean just finished his eighth brewery, send him a t-shirt.
Right.
But I would like it if we could kind of track that and share that post if people didn't mind having it shared.
Yeah.
We would just like to give them the option to share it. It's not, you know, it's not a creepy thing. It would just be fun. And we're trying real hard to work on the Shorecraft Beer Facebook page, but we haven't. It's just not been one of my priorities.
Well, not just that. I mean, like you said, you want to track – you know, people moving around, and it's a good way to get some statistics on what, you know, what us as consumers are doing around. And you, well, through Shorecraft Beer, you could actually help.
Right. And that's what, you know, and again, the other part of the beta release is that we're hoping that once you get your t-shirt, we would like to be able to send you a prize from a brewery with it. So like a buy one, get one free.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
That would be really awesome.
Something to get people, something to encourage people to take, to go, you got your t-shirt, but go back to the brewery one more time.
Right. Well, that's really awesome though.
And the other thing that we're going to use for to do this is you can check in at the beer festivals, at our beer festivals.
Oh, very cool.
In, and if you check in at our beer festivals, you're automatically entered to win two free tickets to the next one.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I think it'll be fun. And hopefully,
I got to start apping more.
And hopefully it'll grow.
I joined Untappd.
Uh-huh.
2 years ago, I've reviewed one beer. I've checked in maybe one time.
Right.
I get friend adding me to Untappd constantly. I'm like, I really should start doing this. But I feel like I'm so far behind now. It's like.
Well, you're not that far behind because I only check in on a beer once. So
I
never check in on a second beer, but you have the same beers over and over. So
yeah, but at the same time, it's like, man, I've been to a lot of places and I'm not going to go backlog. Maybe I'll just have to start it up again and just be like, okay, from this day forward, you know, these are the beers I've had. I mean, cause you know, I've been to Fatheads, I've been to all over Pittsburgh, right. And I don't plan on going to Pittsburgh anytime soon. That's a long drive.
Oh, and the other thing that I like about our app, and I've been telling the brewers about it and they like it as well, is that there isn't a review portion. This is the beer. Good. I had. This is where I was.
Good.
That's all.
Yeah, and
if I have a beer that, and I've said it before, I think I even said it in my book. And I said it to Ronnie Price, who said the same thing. If I have a beer that I'm not crazy about, I just don't say anything. You know, it's just because it's just unless I don't like it. I'm not a professional. I don't know from
exactly.
You know,
if somebody asks me,
yeah,
or. You know,
like
we're.
I ask you.
Well, not only that, but I mean, you know, I've gotten a pretty close relationship with a few of the breweries around here, And a lot of times the brewers, because I'm friends with them, will ask me, you know, they'll be like, hey, try this. What do you think? It's something we're experimenting with. And, you know, I'm brutally honest, but...
But they can take it, else they wouldn't have asked.
Exactly. And that's what, I mean, they don't want...
And they know that you know what you're talking about.
For the most part.
Yeah.
If not, I can BS it pretty well.
Yeah, but I totally don't. I mean, I'm open about that. I can explain how a beer tastes, but I don't get any of the subtleties that are important.
Oh, you're gonna bring yeah, that's me. I don't have a palate for that. I have a couple friends who do, and they're like, oh, man, you can really taste this and that. And I'm like, nope.
Now I just make up my own taste words. That way I don't sound like an idiot.
It's persnickety bits of lemon.
Yeah, pointy. No.
Pointy.
Yeah, I say it's a real pointy beer. But anyway, so those are all the things. Take a look at the sharecraftbeer.com Facebook page for more things. And sign up, because we are going to give away beer tickets as well for people who are on our mailing list. So go to sharecraftbeer.com, sign up on the mailing list. We'll get you 2 free tickets. And we're also, if you're looking to volunteer that day, I'm going to need a bunch of volunteers. You drink for 2 hours, you volunteer for 2 hours. So, you know, that's on the table. And it's not you're not being a bouncer or anything. We can't let beer come or go. So all you have to do is make sure that people aren't leaving with beer or coming in with beer.
Yep,
we have to say, hey, man, just pour that out. Just like at the Good Beer Festival.
Yep, just finish it.
Yeah. And it's 3 ounces. How can you not be able to finish it?
Yeah. Just a couple things going on here at the shop. Last weekend we had our distilling presentation.
Yeah, I was at that. It was wonderful.
Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't be here that day. But we will also be having a homebrew competition. We're aiming for the end of June for the day. It is going to be a wheat beer competition. The only rule we have of now is 40% wheat. Pretty sure I'm just going to stick it at that. I want.
That's fine. You're going to be a lot of nice fruit beers, right?
I want some fruit beers, but at the same time, I would love to see some people kind of tag into the wheat styles. You don't see homebrewers doing as much, like, I don't think they have enough time to do a wheat wine, but if somebody has one from last year, wheat wines, Hefeweizens of Shore, Dunkelweiss, Weissbach, I mean, all these German beers, or go crazy. I've got 2 ideas in my head that I'm going to do for the day, not for not be in a competition, but I think one of them is going to be pretty fun, a little different.
And now, do wheat beers tend to have to be fermented or lagered, or are they generally ales and that's okay?
Yes. They can be both.
Right.
Not a lot of wheat lagers that are popular, mm-hmm. I guess you'd say. So most of them are ales.
Right.
There's a couple German styles, like Weissbach and things like that will, you know, are lagering. It's going to be difficult to do that. We've been talking about this for a while, and I found that if we announce something too soon, people forget about it. And then in the end, we're like, I have nothing. So I don't want to, you know, that, and I don't want.
Well, one of the things that we were hoping to do I wanted to do a homebrew. I knew you guys were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have it at Salisbury. I wanted that to be, I wanted you guys to have your own tent at Salisbury to have like the judging and stuff.
Well, that's.
Yeah, no, they said no.
Oh, okay. Never mind. So
that's what I mean.
Oh, that stinks.
But one of the things we could think about is maybe doing something, because the 29th, then yes, that's something we would be able to do.
Yeah.
So maybe at the festival on the 29th, there could be a homebrew competition for like an Oktoberfest beer, let's say, or fall beer competition. So put it in the back of your head, because that's what, like I said, I knew you guys had one
coming up.
So I was just trying to get permission, and they're like, you know, you go to hell, but. But they said that there's almost certainly not going to be a problem doing it in
later, right?
So,
and that's fine. And what we did was last year we did a smash beer competition, and I think people really enjoyed themselves.
There were a lot of good beers.
Yeah, there was a lot of good beers. Even the ones that didn't score that great were still good beer, which was awesome to hear. You know, and I think we're going to diversify the judges a bit more this year. I'm going to kind of pull some friends from homebrew clubs. And maybe even get a pro or two in here. I know people like to get that kind of feedback.
Right.
But I personally am not a wheat beer fan, but I know a lot of people love it. And it kind of seems to be fading in some people's eyes. So I think it'd be cool to bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got some hops that are really hard to get that I'm going to make something out of. So this
should
be fun.
That's fun. And this, so you're looking at maybe the 25th?
Is the 28th a Saturday?
No, the 18th is the beer festival in Salisbury. So the next
it'll be the weekend after that. Right, yeah. Now, this is not – I don't think it's set in stone yet.
Well, there's also a beer festival in Assawoman. All of the brewers, it's called the Battle of the Brews, and all of local brewers are going to be there. And what Jason said he wants to do is he wants to have the brewers actually just out in the crowd mingling and have other people pouring the beer.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
I think a lot of people that go to these brewers really like to meet the brewer and talk. I mean, I know, like, someone I went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
We went to Penn Brewing and the guys are on the other side of the glass working. And I just asked the waitress, I was like, any way I could chat with one of the guys? And 10 minutes later, I was doing a full tour of the place. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and,
most,
and all these guys seem to be really down to earth and chill.
Yeah. So. And so don't you, do you have an all grain coming up as well? Or did that?
We do ish. I don't have the dates, but we are having a customer of ours who is a,
chemist.
Yes. I was like, it's not engineer, it's biochemist. He teaches at Del Tech, and he bought a new piece of equipment we have called the Grainfather. He's brewed a couple batches on it.
Oh, wow.
And he wants to do a demonstration and an all grain on that piece of equipment, and we can do that inside or outside to let people know, A, check out this piece of equipment.
Right.
It's neat. B, you can learn how to all grain on it even if you don't have that equipment. It's the same process, just – very compact. So we're going to have Mike come in and do that class, and hopefully we get a good turnout. I think once people see the Grainfather, I really think it's going to definitely spark an interest in a lot of people. It's not cheap to get into a Grainfather, but it's
$700.
I think it's $850 for the Grainfather, but it's so compact and easy to use, and it's perfect for 5 gallon batch people. So I really hope,
and it's not dangerous. It's electric.
Yeah. So yep. 120 volts. Inside. You can do it on your countertop if you want to. So it's a pretty neat system. I want people to see it in action. I think it'll impress a lot of people. And if anything, people who want to build their own can be inspired by the fact that it's an electrical system.
Right.
So, and it doesn't look super complicated to build, I guess.
Well, the reason I ask is I think that if my daughter's around, she would like to come. I was at the distillation demonstration, and I brought her. She wants to eventually be a distiller. She runs a still at UMES. She distills lemongrass.
Oh, so making essential oils.
So to make essential oils.
Nice.
But I mean, I'm not ashamed to say it. She would like to. She's really interested in the idea of making her own whiskey, like becoming like possibly a professional distiller.
Dogfish Head, their distiller is female, and she makes amazing liquors. She did a small batch for a friend of mine's stuff, and oh my god, it was so good.
Well, what I was excited about is when Megan found out you had to learn to brew first. What I said is, yeah, well, you know, you can learn a home brew, and then I can drink the beer, or you can do like they did at Fordham and distill the beer.
Yeah.
And make, because Fordham and Dominion just came out with the Double D whiskey with the painted stave.
Mm-hmm.
So they took their Double D IPA and then they just ran it through the still.
Oh man, I gotta try that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up there.
Yeah, if you end up with a bottle of that, you may want to bring some back.
I'll bring it and share it, I promise. Because I'm really looking forward to seeing how that tastes.
I had a tequila with hops in it one time. That was kind of neat. It's called Hop Tequila.
Hop Tequila. And I haven't actually had the Dogfish Head gin with tequila. I had the vodka, which just knocked my socks off. And I'm not much of a vodka drinker.
I think they have a gin with hops now.
They have a gin with hops. And they have one with just gin flavors. Yeah.
Yeah. Juniper and all that stuff.
But it's still subtle and it's still good. So those are all the things that are going on. And we are actually just running out of time. I do want to welcome... You can check out the website. Check out sherbetcraftbeer.com for our notes and commentary on all of the different stories from the week. A particular note, I would like to welcome Lindsay, who is our newest beer writer. She's writing for us. And, I mean, she's writing for herself, and we're sharing her work. about Northern Delaware, which is a place that I don't get to go very often.
Yeah, me either.
So she was just at Argillo's Brewing Company and did a story there. And that's cool because Argillo's didn't make my book because I was out of time and energy. So here's a nice little story for of Argillo's. And she's a member of Girls Pint Out. So I think she's the Delaware chapter president
that's
of Girls
great.
Pint Out. So she does lots of getting around and drinking. I'm like, you know, take pictures. You don't have to write 1,000 words, right?
Yeah.
100 words, a couple pictures. They had a Dogfish Head Day at the Blue Rock Stadium.
Ooh.
And I was hoping to get pictures from that, but I didn't.
Oh, I got you. I'll tell you what, speaking of Argilla, they were at a beer fest we went to 2 years ago, and they're, if I don't know if they still do it, they're still Citra Nelson Savon IPA, top notch.
Yeah. Well, I hope to get up as I'm making my tour. Also, my tour dates, you can check out the events page at shorecraftbeer.com. I'm going to be at Blue Earl on Thursday the 12th. I'm going to be at Dewey Beach Beer Company on Friday the 13th.
Oh, man, if you're there, get their plantain nachos.
Oh. I will have to try it. And I'm going to be at the Seaford Library on May 20th.
Nice.
And then back at Fordham and Dominion on June 3rd. I bought speakers and a PA system.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're going to do a live interview with the brewer, and that'll be the state of your podcast
so fun.
That week. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Great.
Especially Ronnie. I mean, Brandon and Michael, they're really cool guys at the Dewey
Beach.
Mm-hmm. But I've never really gotten a long sit down with Ronnie. We did our interview for the book mostly over the phone.
We took
a couple pictures. So it'll be nice to sit down with them. Be nice to try the beers now. They're celebrating their first anniversary in a couple weeks.
That's so awesome.
So
I like their beer. I went once, and man, the beer was awesome. The food was great. I love the atmosphere there too.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. And of course, for all the other things, you can check at extremebrewing.com. That's extremebrewing.com or extremebrewing.com. Click on anything. Click on the everything else button, and that'll get you to the podcast page, and it'll also get you to the classes page. And when they're having a class, you should come out. It's so much fun. I brought my 21-year-old daughter, and she had a blast, and she got to hang out with the distiller a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to talk a little bit, and they talked about distilling things that I didn't understand.
Yeah.
that was kind of fun. That's it for this week.
Yeah. If you guys want to keep up with us, check us out on Facebook. You can also, like I said, hit our website, or if you want to know what's going on, send me an email, contact@extremebrewing.com, extreme with an X, and get on our email list.
Cool. And do you remember the tagline?
Oh,
it's it.
Drink the beer.
Drink what you like and be happy. We'll see you, folks.
See ya.
Beer with Strangers is recorded at Extreme Brewing in Laurel, Delaware. For more information about the show and for beer news and commentary, visit stateofthebeer.com, where you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes and follow along on whichever social network you're least likely to ignore. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. The state of the beer is strong.